Now, the Catholic Archbishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin, has said survivors of sexual abuse had complained to him that some unnamed religious congregations had obstructed the settlement of lawsuits against them. The Archbishop, who's representing the Church in Ireland at the abuse summit organised by Pope Francis in Rome, has said the Church must allow survivors concerned to get due restitution.
Some of the survivors told me stories about where the church tends towards litigation, where some congregations have been slow to allow the legal process to take its course, or perhaps have appeared to be putting obstacles in the way of due process and natural justice. I think we simply can't afford to do that. I think we must allow these dear members of the body of Christ to receive due restitution, to receive justice.
To receive justice, I'm joined by Joe Little, our religious and social affairs correspondent. Joe, how significant is it, Eamon Martin speaking really against the orders and in favour of the victims here?
Yeah, against, well, he's commenting on some orders and he's commenting on complaints that have been made to him, and he says they appear on the basis of those complaints to have been obstruction, and they're continuing obstruction. Mm-hmm. To the claims in the legal process by survivors of abuse of members of some congregations in Ireland. Congregations generally are made up of brothers or nuns. But in this context, it's been well flagged that the survivors of day school abuse, their action group, some of their members met Archbishop Eamon Martin as part of his preparations for the summit. And they complained to him, members of the former students of the school at Crail Lane in central Limerick complained in particular. In Crail Lane, a former Christian brother, Sean John Drummond, was convicted 10 years ago in relation to that school of the abuse, indecent assault of 19 pupils in 1968 when he was an 18-year-old Christian brother. And they have been pursuing compensation and restitution mm-hmm. from the Christian Brothers in relation to that, and they're very unhappy with how they're being received by the Christian Brothers. I haven't had an opportunity to speak with them. They don't publish a phone number in the Catholic directory, so it's rather difficult to make contact. They are basing their message to Archbishop Martin on a letter written just before the Pope Francis came to Ireland, where he urged the church to make restitution and find justice, as well as preventing abuse, that these were the other two legs of the church policy, to ensure justice is done and to make restitution where it is due. And obviously, Archbishop Martin is unhappy that survivors are still looking for restitution. When they were abused in 1968, as I say, and the conviction happened 10 years ago. We've also got Tim O'Rourke, who's a survivor of child abuse by a former Christian brother, Donald Dunn, in Walsh's Island National School in County Offaly. He went to the then Archbishop of Kildare and Loughlin 40 years ago to try to get some kind mm-hmm. of justice in relation to his abuse, again, regarding a convicted abuser.
And Joe, the impact then of Archbishop Martin's remarks, do they have any effect, or is it an exhortation for others that he hopes they will follow?
Well, I think it's an exhortation because it can only be that, because congregations generally don't come under the authority, or certainly the Christian Brothers don't come under the authority of their local bishops. They are run from Rome, from their general headquarters. And the situation is that these matters must be dealt with by the congregation internally. Of course, there is always the option at the centre of the church for a department in the administration of the Holy See to go to that congregation and ask, what's happening here? Could we clarify what's mm-hmm. happening? Could we be doing better? So perhaps that is the kind of button that Archbishop Martin is trying to press.
Joe, thank you very much indeed.